Greetings, friends, family, neighbors, and strangers. I'm Pastor Jacob Kokura of the L'Orange Alliance Church, and in this period of uncertainty, I'm glad you've taken some time to listen to me today. We are living in a time unlike any that we've ever known in this generation. We can take hope that despite the struggle we might be enduring, that we are not alone. We are not alone in this experience of turmoil, of sickness, and of isolation. People around the world have experienced periods of uncertainty like the one that we're experiencing now, and we can learn from these stories. A number of years ago, I heard a story about a man named Michael Knight. In 1986, Michael drove down an abandoned road as far as he could go, and leaving his vehicle behind at the age of 20, he set off to live alone in the wilderness. He lived in the backcountry of Maine for 27 years, surviving on things that he could forage and steal from vacation homes in the area. He went 27 years, finally emerging in 2013 when he was taken into custody. He never spoke to anyone in all those years. And after that extended period of time, he had very few words, but he did say a few. He said that he had not gone into the wilderness because of any conflict that he had, had. No crime was committed. He didn't become a hermit because of religious reasons, and there was no cause that he believed in. It had nothing to do with disillusionment or a philosophical break with the society that he came from. It was simply a decision to be alone. He wanted to be all by himself. He was never bored, and he never wanted for anything that could be found out in the world around him. Michael Knight went 27 years without any conversation or engaging with other people. We're living in a period of time where to protect those who are vulnerable to COVID-19, our interaction with people has been significantly decreased. Not to Michael Knight level expectations. But I've spoken with many people who are feeling very isolated and alone. They see very few people other than their family. For some, it's been very good. Others have been struggling. I believe we're created for relationship, that very few of us would be comfortable living as Michael Knight did, isolated and alone for that long a time. I think for most of us, even a short time, a few weeks would be a really big struggle, let alone the years that he went in silence out in the wilderness. I think there's a limit to how long one can go without dealing with loneliness. And the question that lies before us is how we're going to handle this isolation for an extended period of time. The Bible, I think, gives us examples of what isolation and exile can look like. And one of the most interesting stories in the Old Testament is the story of Elijah's experience in the wilderness. Join with me as we read from 1 Kings chapter 17. Now, Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." And the word of the Lord came to him, "Depart from here and turn eastward. Hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. You shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the brook Cherith, that is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook, and after a while the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. If you ever have looked closely at the story of Elijah, you would know that he was called to be a prophet during one of the worst periods of the northern kingdom of Israel's history. Ahab, the primary king whom Elijah was called to minister to, was an awful king. He was truly corrupted, and Elijah's task of speaking the word of the Lord to Ahab was a constant uphill battle. At the best of times, he was ignored, and at the worst of times, like in this period we're reading about here, he feared for his life. In the passage that we read here this morning, God brought Elijah out of danger and into the wilderness, where he made his home much as a hermit would for a number of years during a period of drought. The land he lived in was in great crisis. And perhaps today we can identify with Elijah in the frustration of needing to be isolated, alone, and wondering where his provision would come from. Elijah was cared for by the Lord, who provided for him in miraculous ways, but soon even the provision of the brook that he lived near was dried up. The Lord then led Elijah to a widow in a place called Zarephath. Let's continue to read from 1 Kings chapter 17. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So Elijah arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake and bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty, until that the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither the jug of oil became empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. The heart of this story of Elijah in the wilderness is similar to the situation that we find ourselves in. We are craving connection in this moment. Connection with the Lord, perhaps. For many of us, we're uncertain of the future, and the news we hear is of one crisis after another. And perhaps for a moment, we are hopeful, and then at other moments, we're deeply concerned about the world that we live in. If you're anything like myself, you're unsure of how long this period is going to last, and what kind of impact a worldwide lockdown like we're experiencing will have on our economy and on the relationships that we hold with the people around us. It might be that we could feel much as this woman does, unsure of how we're going to survive, unsure of where our next meal might come from, and unsure of what the future holds. Remarkably, we see that the Lord provides for this woman and her son, and for Elijah. This isn't Elijah's only wilderness experience. In 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah heads back into the desert, escaping for his life from Ahab once again. And he asks God if this is the end for him. And the Lord provides a meal for Elijah that sustains him for 40 days and 40 nights as he journeys in the wilderness. And at the end of his journey, Elijah is finally ready to listen to God's voice. The Lord speaks to his servant, and when he comes to the end of his strength, when he's out of his provisions, he finally is ready to listen. Read with me from 1 Kings chapter 19 at verse 9. "There he came to a cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' Elijah said, 'I have been very jealous for the Lord, for the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. They seek my life to take it away.' And God said, 'Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord.' And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" We often read this passage and learn about how God speaks to his people. It's in the still, small voice, the low whisper after the torrent. This is a wonderful lesson. But I want us to pay attention to the circumstance that Elijah had found himself in. Remember that Elijah has been wandering in the wilderness for years at this point. And at each step, he comes to the end of his strength. The brook runs out. It is the end of the flour, end of the oil. He's finally ready to give up and to die. And God provides him with one more meal that sustains him for an epic journey, 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, to seek the Lord. His king is corrupted, is hateful towards him. And for Elijah, at least from his perspective, there's nothing left for him. And every turn, God provides a way for him to keep moving forward. And God provides for him because he's faithful. Elijah's journey is long and hard, but he is seeking the Lord at each step that he takes. And these steps that he's taking weigh heavily upon him. He is sustained by the Lord, and he makes it all the way through his journey to meet God out on the other side. When we are in periods of isolation and crisis and trouble, God provides for us, and he speaks to us. When we come to the end of our own strength and we're looking for answers, when we come to the end of our answers and our own provisions, our own wits, where do we turn to? And it's in those moments when we finally turn to God and seek his face, seek his wisdom. And we find the example in Scripture again and again that God is faithful and he provides. He doesn't necessarily give us what we want. I believe in this moment that Elijah would want for a king who is faithful to not have to fear for his life, for the drought to end, and for his land to be sustained. I think it's fair to say that those are the things that Elijah would want himself. But what does God provide? He provides Elijah with another meal that takes him to the next day and then the next. He provides Elijah with the opportunity to go out and seek his face. My prayer for you is this, that if you've come to the end of your physical strength, that you would be able to lean into God's strength. And if you're at the end of your rope, for any reason, that you would allow the Lord to be there to hold onto the rope for you. And if you're feeling alone, I want you to know that Jesus lives within us, and his promise to us is that we are never without him. He is always with us. If you're feeling overwhelmed, he longs for you to come to him, to give him your burdens. Practically in this time, I would love to hear from you. If you're finding that things are tough right now, I want you to know that we are all experiencing some form of discomfort. But in Christ, we bear these struggles together. There are many ways that we can support and encourage one another as we continue this difficult journey dealing with isolation and social distancing. I pray that God's quiet voice speaks the words of encouragement to you like those that I recall from Scripture again and again. This week I read Psalm 121. Let me read it for you. I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I pray this blessing upon you now. Will you join me? Lord Jesus, we are grateful for all that you have given us. And we ask today for strength. Strength for those who are dealing with difficult circumstances. I pray especially for those who are in the medical professions, who are on the front lines. I know that there are many tired hands who need a little bit more strength to carry on. And there are many who are feeling alone and isolated, who need a word of comfort and a word of encouragement to continue. God, I pray that you would continue to raise us up as believers to be your hands and your feet, to offer words of comfort like a small drink of water, a small loaf of bread to a hungry and thirsty person. May we be your hands and feet today in the world around us. And may your hope carry us through until the next time we meet. Amen and amen. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. I look forward to the next time we get to speak again.